7-0 Seguin up, 2:41 left in the first. Big third down and four for Lavernia at their 45-yard line. Stratton Hayes in the pistol, Sanchez the running back to his left, and Luke Campbell, the tight end, comes in motion right to left. Hayes waiting on the snap, drops back, looking to throw, fires over the middle, intercepted. That ball is picked off by Donovan Prey, 30, 25, 20, right sideline, 10, 5, one man to beat, side steps him, touchdown, Matadors. A pick six for Donovan Prey.
He read Mr. Stratton Hayes the whole way. The sophomore safety came up from about 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage and really just looked like a receiver. It looked like it was being thrown to him, but he had to come up and make a great break on that ball. I just talked about the closing speed on those guys, and man, did he just show it right there. And then he does all the footwork afterwards. Not only did he have good hands to catch that ball, gets a couple of blocks by John Michael Mata was out there, and Jacob McLeod, man, all the way to the end zone.
Lenny Reyes on to attempt the PAT kick. Kai Seidenberger, the holder. Matadors have made it a two-score game. A high snap. Reyes will pick it up. He'll try to run with the football. He's going, but he's tackled at the 8-yard line. Made it interesting. The kicker himself, Reyes, who's a big kid, tackled after recovering that high snap. So no PAT. It is 13-0. Seguin over Lavernia. 2:29 left in the first quarter on Seguin Radio, KWED. The Lenny Reyes kickoff from his 40, end over end, near side of the field, and take it at the 23-yard line out to the 25, far sideline, 30 with a crease, 35 to the 40. Still on his feet to midfield, and it's Cash Casas on the kick return into plus territory, and he makes it to the 48-yard line. Christian Sefji there on special teams for Seguin. But it is 13-0 now, Matadors over Lavernia. Seguin with a 60-yard interception return for a touchdown by Donovan Craig. First and 10, Lavernia, 48 of Seguin. Handoff Sanchez up the gut. He is absolutely smacked at the 48-yard line and dropped for no gain. And it's Alan Martinez with the tackle for Seguin.
Nothing going up the middle. Matadors are going to have to figure out something, though, on the special teams. Both times they've kicked off, the Bears have picked up a big play.
Second down and 10, 48-yard line is Seguin for Lavernia. Back to pass with a play fake. Stratton Hayes, little screen pass over the middle, incomplete. Donovan Craze all over the intended receiver, Luke Campbell, and no chance to complete that pass. Excellent coverage and a good read on that screen pass. Second time in 3 weeks now that Seguin has scored a defensive touchdown on an interception return. Christian Sefji did it in the district opener against Veterans Memorial, and now Craze gets in on the act tonight.
Yeah, and it's really helpful for that offense.
Third down and 10, Lavernia. Seguin in front, 13-0, 48-yard line in Seguin territory. And again, Stratton Hayes back to pass. Good protection, rifles one over the middle. And somehow, Luke Campbell's able to hold on and make the catch. Short of the first down, he's tattooed at the 39. The ball briefly juggled, but he still held on after a hard hit by Donovan Craig. And that puts Lavernia in fourth and one at the 39. They're going to go for it here in no man's land, down 13-0 late in the first.
Donovan Craig makes a huge hit, and he's given up about 30 pounds on that receiver. Here's the test right here. Obviously, fourth and one. It's 9 for 9 is this defense allowing the opponents to score once they start on this side of their side of the field. So we're going to test that theory that we had in the pregame here tonight, Mike.
Fourth and one, Lavernia, 39-yard line is Seguin. Stratton Hayes working out of the gun. The running back Sanchez to his left. And the tight end Ty Tabor goes in motion left to right. The ball middle of the field. Hand off of the right side. This is going to be close. And just at the first down stick, stopped the running back for Lavernia, Garrett Lamb, by Hayden Ross. And it all depends on the spot here.
He did not get it on that first push. It looks like they are going to give it to him.
They have it at the 38, and they won't even bring out the chains. A first down and a big fourth down conversion for Lavernia with Seguin up 13-0 and 45 seconds left in the first quarter.
But a good push up front. Irvin Contreras and Jacob McLeod especially got a good push right there in the middle, and running back just able to push forward on a second attempt.
First and 10, 38-yard line is Seguin for Lavernia. In the pistol, Stratton Hayes. Two backs to his right and two receivers split wide. Handoff coming left side to Garrett Lamb, the sophomore. Second straight carry for him, nothing doing. He stopped after a one-yard gain at the 37 by Taylor Brawley, the sophomore, playing some defensive end with the first unit out there. And it's second down 9.
Did a nice job. He's going up against This tackle, 14-4A lineman of the year last year as a sophomore, Barrett Edelman, and he is a big boy.
And the final seconds are going to tick away to end the first quarter. They won't snap it again. Our official game day sponsor on KWED is Yachtland Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Great deals, excellent selection, winner of the Customer First Award for Excellence. Visit YachtlandCDJR.com. We head to the second quarter after this break. Seguin leading Lavernia 13-0 on Seguin Radio, KWED. 37-yard line of Seguin for Lavernia on the first play of the second quarter. Throw down the middle by Stratton Hayes, caught by Ty Tabor. And he makes it all the way down to the 13 with a gain of 24 before Artestin Tusi is able to tackle him. So Laverne with a big play to begin the second period, now driving toward the east end zone at Bear Stadium. Seguin up 13-0. But Laverne is on the move in the red zone for the first time in this game. Stratton Hayes works out of the pistol. Garrett Brandt, the running back, to his right. They'll hand it off to Brandt on the left side. And Ian Box buries him in the backfield for a 2-yard loss at the 15. Box, the Lamar commit, able to get penetration and just explode into that Lavernia backfield.
He's coming from the left side of the line, right side for the offensive line. That guard pulled number 51, and he was trying to get open up some kind of hole on the left side, and Ian Box, just too much speed right there, flattens the running back in the backfield.
Second down and 12, 15-yard line of Seguin for Lavernia. Stratton Hayes working out of the gun. The running back to his right, Sebastian Sanchez. The tight end, Ty Tabor, on the right side of the formation. Two receivers split wide to the left. Stepping up in the pocket, Hayes throwing to his right. A low throw incomplete at the 9-yard line, intended for the running back, Sanchez. John Michael Mata there in coverage for Seguin. And it's third down and 12 for Lavernia.
I don't know if it's a mismatch or not, but John Michael Mata's been caught out here in the flat. And right there, he's right there, able to make the play if the receiver comes down with it. But he's had to go out in coverage a couple times. Normally we see him just flying in the backfield, but obviously, the defensive strategy here is they're going to pull one of those linebackers out if a receiver goes on the outside.
Third down and 12, 15-yard line in Seguin territory for Lavernia with the mats in front, 13-0. Minute and a half gone by in the second quarter. Hayes in the pistol. Running back Sanchez to his right. Leija, the receiver, goes in motion right to left, and Hayes drops back to pass, steps up in the pocket under pressure, fires for the end zone, incomplete. A one-hand interception attempt there by Donovan Cray. Chris Oshaw was back there as well defensively, not able to come up with it, and it's fourth down.
Well, welcome to the game, Stratton Hayes. He just took a huge hit by John Michael Mata, coming like a missile from the linebacker position, and a huge hit, I think, that had to have impacted that ball.
John Mechie coming on to attempt a field goal, which would be a 32-yarder. Line of scrimmage is the 15. So a 32-yard try coming up to get Lavernia on the board. And it's blocked. Ian Box all over that thing. And now he'll recover it. Seguin with a chance to get on top of it. Box going to try to return this thing. And breaking tackles coming back toward the near side. 25 to the 30. 35 to the 40 with a block from Sefji. But a flag comes in. And he is knocked out of bounds at the 40 in Lavernia territory. Two flags down. Christian Sefji trying to lay the wood to that Lavernia tackler and help his big man Ian Box get to the end zone, but two flags down. I think we're going to have a hold or possibly a block in the back against Seguin.
Yeah, it looked like one of those, and I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, a blindside block I know you got in college and in the NFL, but both Sefji and Oshaw made big hits. They didn't really need to. That's what their teammates are telling them right now, and a couple coaches getting in their ears, because they didn't really need to make that. The play was already 10 or 15 yards downfield. Obviously, they're just out there trying to block anybody they can, you're right, for their big man. We've already seen Ian Box run one of those back already while he was running back a PAT.
But, yep, put two points on the board for Seguin.
Right there, Ian Box tried to cut it upfield the other direction, came all the way back. He's got to be tired after that run, and it is going to hurt the Matadors' field position right here.
Mark it off from the spot of the foul, which was close to midfield. They'll put the ball down at the 34. First and 10, Seguin at the 34-yard line on their end of the field after a blocked field goal by Ian Box. Seguin up 13-0, 9:51 left in the second quarter. Troy Falgu under center, Martinez the fullback in the eye. Jackson the tailback, two receivers split to the right. Irvin Contreras is a tight end on that side. Back to pass, Falgu steps up in the pocket, and the ball deflected as he tried to throw it in traffic. Knocked down at the line of scrimmage by Diedrich Williams, and it's second down and 10.
That's something we saw in those first two games, is just not giving your quarterback enough of a pocket. It's only a one- or two-step drop back, but it looked like he was looking for one of the tight ends to come across on another slant pass that worked on a previous drive. But right there, just not enough of a pocket for your quarterback. He had the time, just got his arm hit from the side.
Kai Seidenberger and Silas Molinas check into the game to play wide receiver. They line up along with Jackson Pond and Devin Matthews at a four-receiver set. Trips right, one left, and Falgu in a single-back set. Out of the gun, bubble screen. That's complete over the middle to Matthews with a crease. 45 midfield. It's a foot race. 30, 25, 20. Kiss him goodbye. 10-5 end zone. Touchdown, Matadors. Cash Casas, the last would-be tackler, and Matthews left him in the dust.
Man, what a great run after the catch. We got to give a shout-out, though, to a couple of guys giving blocks. Chase Hernandez, the senior, and another senior, Mr. Seidenberger, made a great block downfield, reading what Devin Matthews was trying to do. You can tell that they're on the same page. Set up the block where they needed to so they don't get a hold, and Devin Matthews does the rest. Man, you see what he's going to do in track at the end of this year once the spring comes. But it is just an amazing thing to see him as he has an open field three times so far tonight.
66-yard touchdown on the pitch and catch from Falgu to Matthews. Lenny Reyes on to attempt the PAT. A bit low, but it is between the uprights and good. And Seguin leads Lavernia 20-0 with 9:35 left of the second quarter on Seguin Radio, KWED.